And now, The Entrepreneurial Mind with Bruce Freeman, the Small Business Professor.
50% of a new product is the product, and 50% is marketing the product. Ronnie Fliss of Montville, New Jersey, an information technology professional, lost her job after 9/11. She thought that with her skill, she would get a job in a reasonable amount of time. A year later, no job. Ronnie has a basset hound named Murray. A friend suggested she looked into baking gourmet dog biscuits. She founded Fat Murray's Doggy Treats, a company which bakes and markets healthy, fresh baked treats for dogs to pet stores, health food stores, and on the web. Now she regularly services 35 stores and takes Murray, her sales manager, and Barney, his kid brother, who steals the show along with some stray doggy treats, along on her sales. Many of the customers love to pet Murray and Barney. Murray is a more effective sales manager than a guy in a dark blue suit. The Basset team of Murray and Barney is a terrific example of a marketing device that works because it's an integral part of the business. No one forgets two large Basset hounds when they come bouncing into the store. Who can forget Smokey the Bear and McGruff the anti-crime dog? A marketing device doesn't have to be an animal or a child to be effective. It can also be a cartoon character or a real person. Ronald McDonald is a great example. The benefit of the device is immediate identification and recognition of your business service. These days, that can mean a lot in terms of new customers and sales. The moral of the story is probably using effective marketing devices to bolster your image. But today I'd like to add a comment about our economic times. We have just bailed out our financial and auto industries, and God knows who else, to the tune of $800 billion. We've sent a great deal of our manufacturing and technology overseas. But you can put your economic fears aside, as I can assure you, we make the best gourmet dog biscuits right here in America. I'm Professor Bruce. Thank you for listening.
For more information on Bruce Freeman, the Small Business Professor, visit smallbusinessprofessor.com.